Balloting appeared to go smoothly in yesterday's southern state primaries, despite concerns about new voting machines and the accuracy of vote counts. Senator Kerry added to those concerns Monday when he said his campaign would assemble legal teams to deal with potential balloting problems this year and to go to court if necessary. Election experts predict a lot of legal scrutiny for this year's voting. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
It was no accident that Senator Kerry chose Florida to talk about his campaign's plan to watch for voting irregularities. It was there 4 years ago that a divisive recount exposed a flawed voting system and where the partisan bruises have yet to heal. Kerry said his campaign will put together legal teams around the country to help ensure that all votes are counted accurately.
And we will identify those districts where people have had trouble voting in the past, trouble showing up and being told, "Well, we don't have you registered, or you didn't do this or that."
He said where problems are identified, his campaign could seek injunctions or challenge the procedures in court before the voting begins. He said he'll insist that every vote can be traced and recounted properly. Doug Chapin, director of ElectionLine.org, a nonpartisan group that monitors election reform, says he's not surprised by Kerry's plans. Chapin says there will likely be plenty of lawyers watching how the nation votes this fall.
One of the things that we have seen as a legacy of the 2000 election is that people are much more aware of the nuts and bolts of the election process and are much more willing to challenge those nuts and bolts when they think it could have an impact on their chances on election day.
And indeed, there have been numerous lawsuits already. Some have challenged the use of punch card machines, which caused so many problems in Florida. Others have been directed at touchscreen voting equipment, which many states and counties bought to replace their punch card machines. In fact, two suits were filed this week alone. Democratic Congressman Robert Wexler of Florida is challenging the legitimacy of touchscreen voting because it doesn't include a paper ballot backup. And disability rights groups filed suit in California because four counties there didn't use touchscreen machines, which allow blind and disabled voters to cast ballots without assistance. Richard Hassan is a professor at Loyola Law School in Los Angeles who specializes in election law. He thinks it's good for legal challenges to occur before the voting begins.
If you bring a challenge after the election, you've got a much larger hurdle to overcome because then there is a presumptive winner. And when courts are deciding these questions, they're going to have to decide questions in the shadow of there being a winner and a loser. Much better to say before the butterfly ballot ever appears, change the ballot.
That, he says, might have avoided all the confusion those ballots caused in Florida in 2000. Hassan says courts are reluctant to order major changes, like replacing voting machines right before an election, but they could require things such as better poll worker training, which wouldn't be too disruptive and could improve the process. Kerry's legal strategy is still vague. An aide says the teams won't be assembled until summer. Officials of the Bush-Cheney campaign say they have no similar program in the works, but will watch to make sure those who are registered to vote can do so. Richard Hassan suspects there might be more behind Kerry's comments this week than just an interest in voting accuracy.
One reason that Kerry might have for raising all of these issues is to remind the Democratic voters of Florida what happened in 2000.
And that, he says, could energize many of them to come out and vote in what's expected to be another close election. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.